It's a special and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tetzeh. We're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. This week's Parsha has the most mitzvahs in the Torah, 74. Aid, Gematria, aid, an aid for the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Torah. 74, we're not going to do all the mitzvahs, because then it'll be a 10.5 hour shiur, and then you'll definitely turn off your recorders. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then come out with that major yisod. Right in the beginning of the Parsha, it tells us, Perichof Aleph Pasuk Yud, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, you're going out to war, Al Avecha, against your enemy, v'natata Hashem Elokecha b'yadecha, v'shavisa shivyo, and now you're at war, and you see a beautiful woman, eshes yifas tohar, v'chashachta ba, and you desire her, and you want to take her as your wife. So says the Halakha Torah, you have to bring her in. You, again, they're at war, time of war, and you remove her clothing, and then the Torah says something amazing. She needs to cry, Yerech Yamim. And the Zohar says that this 30 day, Yerech Yamim, represents the 30 days of Elul, getting to a Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Mefarshim, why Yerech? Whenever you're referring to a month, you refer to it as a Chodesh. And all of a sudden, when we're talking about this Yifas Torah, a very interesting halacha Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Kedushin, that when a person goes and he's in war, he's in a Mohammed for Shus, and he doesn't need to be in this war, and he sees a beautiful woman, he has the ability to marry her. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, because he can't control his Yetzirah. So therefore the Torah says, listen, we're going to let you marry her, but there are certain conditions. And this 30 days, Yerech Yomim, but why the Lashon of Yerech? It should say Chodesh. Question 1. Question 2. The Torah goes on and it talks about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Perek of Beis Pasuk Aleph. Lo Sira es Shor Achicha O Etzed Nidachim Deslamta Mehem. And you hide from them. Hashav Teshid and Achicha. You have to go and return it. And then the Torah goes on to say Vashiva Solo. And you need to go and return it over and over again. It keeps on saying, and next pasuk it says Parakhav Beis pasuk Gimel Lo Suchal L'Salim. You're not going to close your eyes. Comes along the great Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and he says that there is a mitzvah on every person to do Hashavas Aveda every day. Now again, there's obviously a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. A couple years ago, I had a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya. Why? Because I got a random phone call on my house number, and I pick up the phone, and the guy says, Shalom, is that Bloom? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I found your American license, your driver's license, and your Israeli driver's license. And I'm like, looking, I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, oh my God, it's actually gone. And I said, where'd you find it? He's like, I was outside by Geula, and I see all of these licenses. I'm like, was there any cash that you took? He's like, no, chas v'shalom. I'm like, okay, I believe you. I said, how did you know it was, how did you get my number? He said, you know, I got your number. I saw you had your two dots of hood, your Israeli identification. I called up a number, and I said, I have this person's license. Here's the number. Can you give me his phone number? And I got in touch with you. Wow, that's the crazy Hashavas Aveda. And again, there's a lot of stories. We have a lot of crazy stories about Hashavas Aveda. Looking at small miracles. Talks about all these amazing miracles of Hashavas Aveda. But I decided the next week, I also want to help someone. So I was in Shefa with my family. And all of a sudden, I see a wallet. And I'm like, oh my God, Hashem. He's helping me go and do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So I see the wallet just sitting there. And then I grab it, and oh, I'm going to find the owner. And the guy comes over to me, he's like, hey, you took my wallet. I'm like, no, I'm doing a Shavuos Aveda. He's like, no, you're not, you steal my wallet. I'm like, okay. So, however, that's a mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. However, says the Orach Chaim, that we could do a mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda every day, and even for people. And the question is, what does that mean? Question two. Question three. We have the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKein. This is very fascinating. Big shout out, right? My parents, they threw down a big birthday party. Uncle Gedalia and Renee were there tonight, and my whole family. And we were talking about the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. And the Torah says in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Vav, Ki Karei Kam Tzipor, Lifanecha Baderech. You see this nest of the yeg. And says the Torah, Shaleach Tishalach Es Ha'ein, you should go and send it away. Baruch Hashem, I've been zeicha to have many times the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael in different places, right, that you're able to shoo away the mother bird. And it's a very difficult, it's a difficult mitzvah. Right, I remember getting out a stick, the Gemara says, you go and you get out a stick and you try to hit the mother away, and the mother's fighting it down. But Rashi brings down that it's a mitzvah that's kala. It's an easy mitzvah. And if you do this, you get long life. L'man yitov lach v'arichta yomim. Right, you get long life. Three mitzvahs in Torah, you get long life. One, this one, Shaluach HaKein, keep it out of the aim, and also that you have your measurements and you're trustworthy, you don't cheat in them. But then says Rashi, Kavachomer lematan skaron, shal mitzvahs kamuros. Even the more so, you get reward for the mitzvahs that are more difficult. And there's another medrash. Rabbeinu Bachai brings down the medrash that when you shoo away the mother bird, it's a difficult mitzvah to understand. When you do that, says Rabbeinu Bachai, you're creating racham and mercy in the world. What do you mean creating racham? It's shooing away the mother bird. It's not racham. Why is that racham? Question three. So again, three questions. Again, we're not going to go through 74 mitzvahs, but there's a lot of yisodus that come out of here. But again, question one, yifas toar. Not so easy to understand. However, we know when it's talking about, it says yerech. Yerech is a month, but normally a month is a chodesh. So why does the Torah use the lashon of yerech? Question two is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh's question of that he keeps on saying, don't hide your eyes, don't hide your eyes. And again, we know there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. We know there's an idea that someone loses something. So then you got to return it. There's a mitzvah, del Raisa of Hashavas Aveda. However, says Or HaChaim, it's not just like a drush. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes this, that we all have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda for people. What does that mean? And lastly, the idea of the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKein, what does that mean? You're going to bring rachamim. How are you going to bring rachamim to the world when you do Shaluach HaKein? So what's the yisod? Rabbeinu Bachai writes in his famous sefer called Chovos Halvavos, an amazing Musar sefer, the duties of the heart, everything, Baruch Hashem, everything has been translated into English. You can find everything. They have Bavli, Shas, Yerushalmi, and they also have all the Musar Svarim into English. And one of the greats, one of the classes, Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the great Rishonim, wrote something called Chovos Halvavos. Tremendous. I once had the chus to learn when I was my second year in Eretz Yisrael. I had the chus to learn with my Rebbe, Shar Bitachon, to work on my Bitachon, to believe in Hashem and trust in Hashem. On a personal level, Bitachon, I learned Chovos Halvavos from him, my Rebbe, for 20 years, from Esrig, Baruch Hashem. And Rabbeinu Bachai writes something amazing in Chovos Halvavos. He says that there's going to be something on you for your whole life. What's that thing that's going to be on you for your whole life? The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah of a person is going to try to make you fall. He's going to try to say that you're nothing. He's going to try to bring you down. But he's with you constantly because it's you and the Yetzirah inside of us. We obviously have a Yetzirah and a Yetzer Tov. And you need to utilize that Yetzirah, because when he says, go and do something bad, you say, no, I'm Gevaldik, I'm an amazing Yid. I don't want to do anything bad. I want to come close to you. So we have this constant fight back and forth. And we say, Yetzirah, I'm not going to fall to you. I know you're trying to beat me down, tell me I can't accomplish. I know I could accomplish. I have accomplished, and I'm going to accomplish. Says refrain. What's this lashon of yerech? Why yerech? So he says beautiful. That the word yerech, yud, resh, chet, The idea of Yerech is found only in when a person writes if a person getting divorced, so they write a get, and in the language of the get, it's Yerech. Why? Because there is a krisus, there is a finalization, there is a severance, Yerech. However, in the ksuva, it says chodesh, a month. So Fran says, beautiful. We're getting towards Rosh Hashanah. This is the last year until the next year. And we're looking back and saying, wow, okay, Yerech, I have a finalization of this year. I obviously can make this year a greater year, because I still have a couple of weeks. But I take what I had from this year, and I have some type of closure. I think about the mistakes that I made and all the great things that I've done also, and there's some type of closure, and then I look to the future. Yerech, just like in the Lashon of a get is closure, so too with this woman. She is changing herself. She was a non-Jewish woman, and now she's converting and marrying this man in a time of war. And she is becoming something new. When we're approaching Elul, we're in Elul, when we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, we're starting to looking at ourselves, we look back, the mistakes, everyone's made mistakes, but guess what? You can't change your mistakes, you can only grow from your mistakes. I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Yonason Sachs, Rav Shiva Landers, that even though in this idea of Yifas Torah, we see that you can't control your Yetzirah, that shows in every other situation. Any other situation, you have the ability to control your Yetzirah. But again, it's like we were saying with Rabbeinu Bachai, it's hard. Because the Yetzirah, which is trying, because we're made up of a Yetzirah and a Yetzir Tov. And obviously our Yetzir Tov is stronger and closer, and we have to just bring it out. But the Yetzirah, we tell the Yetzirah, we're not going to fall. We're not going to let you beat us down, but you got to put yourself in the right environment. If you're putting yourself in an environment that's not growth-oriented, it's very hard to fight it down. I remember, right, my stories, I remember, so I have this thing that I love candy. So when my kids were, 2 years old and 1 year old, I used to bring it down, throw it down for the candy. So obviously I was throwing it down for myself, but I said it's for my kids. And all this big bag of gummies. And they're like, who's this for? I'm like, my one-year-old. So, okay, it was really for me. But I realized that I gotta cut down. I can't eat these gummies. They're good, right? They're gummies, but you gotta cut down. So, but I also love Gatorade. So, one time, I wanted to get my Gatorade. Yeah, you gotta be nice to yourself, treat yourself to things. So I treat myself to a Gatorade. Right, in America, it's a dollar, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's 14 shekel for a little bottle. Okay, do the math. So, I went to get my Gatorade, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, the treats are going to be there. So what do I do? Do I go in or do I not? So, I went in, and I got my Gatorade, and I think the treats were like talking to me in a way. But I said, no, I'm not giving in. And I got my Gatorade, Baruch Hashem, no treats. Just the next day, I got my cheese. No, I was able, but then I thought to myself, why did I put myself in a sakana like that? Again, I'm using an example of treats and Gator, but sometimes a person, he puts himself in a situation that how could he not fall? He says, no, you can't put yourself in a situation that you could fall, and we all have different scenarios where we tested the waters and we fell. But the point is that we have to show ourselves that the Yetzirah is strong. There's so many different types of Yetziraharas. However, just like by Yifas Toar, that maybe in this Yetzirah, just in this one, the Torah says, gives you permission. But again, this idea of Yerech, that this woman needs some type of closure, and then she's starting anew. But in all other situations, the person has the ability to persevere and knock down his Yetzirah. Now, what's this idea of Shluach HaKeim? Rachamim? What does that mean, Rachamim? How are you going to show Rachamim? It's such a difficult mitzvah. It's hard to see the mother chase it away. And again, we don't fully understand everything. A person shouldn't think they understand everything. However, Rabbeinu Bachai says something amazing. He says it brings rachmi. You know what happens? The mother goes, is screaming and crying, and she goes right up to Shemayim, to heavens, and starts screaming, "My child, my child, my child! I need my child!" Says Rabbeinu Bachai, so too, we learn a big mussar. And again, we don't fully understand this mitzvah. However, we learn a book. The big, big idea is that we could scream out to Hashem and say, "My child, my child." And Hashem turns to us and says, "My child, my child. I don't want you to get stuck in the Yetzirah. I want you to show. I'm an El now. You're coming closer to a new year. Look at your mistakes, because everyone has made mistakes, but closure on them, and you could become amazing, and you are amazing." So we see this idea that the bird goes up and asks for rachamim. So too, we ask Hashem for rachamim, and Hashem asks us for rachamim, because He wants that beautiful relationship. But we have to scream out to Him that we need the rachamim. That's what we see from this mother. She's going and screaming for her child. That might be the idea of Shluach HaKein. That's the mussar. That's the idea that we get out of it. What about Hashavas Aveda? There's Hashavas Aveda for every single person. So I think it is. There is Hashavas Aveda. We don't know what we are doing with our actions. Small things that we've spoken about before. Small things make great people. Small things. Rabbeinu Yerucham Levavitz, Mashkiach HaNamir, says, Shifrim Pua. Why? Because she would say, "Poo, poo, poo" to the baby. It sounds weird. It's in the Torah. It says Rav Yerucham, because small things, "poo, poo, poo" to a baby, makes big things. We all have the ability to do Hashavas Aveda. How can we do Hashavas Aveda? No one likes losing things. I remember once being on the airplane, right, with the worst thing in the world is we hate losing things, right? So some people, not going to generalize, some people don't like giving, right? People like doing stucco, but you have your things, you want to keep your things. You got like 3 washing machines, in case that washing machine breaks, I have another one, right? Everyone likes keeping, everyone's different. Some people like, "Get this washing machine out of here," right? But again, people, no one likes losing anything. No one wants to lose anything. But, right, the worst thing when I was on an airplane, I lost my kid's passy. Oh my gosh. The pacifier, or the blanket, right? You gotta keep like 25 pacifiers in your pocket, especially on an airplane. Oh yeah, right? I'm always that family. Everyone's looking at me. "Get the kid a pacifier. We'll stop the plane right now." So, but there's an idea that we don't wanna lose anything, but we have the ability of Hashavas Aveda. You know how you do Hashavas Aveda for a person? Little things like we're saying, just saying hello to someone. I started a new thing. That whenever I go to the cashier in the store, I ask them what their name is. You know, they're working hard also. Is it, right? Everyone's working hard. Ask them their name. Ask them, why not? Thank you. It's so easy. Small little things. And I think that's how we're going to do Hashavas Aveda for people. Because everyone needs to feel important. One time, I used to always listen to Rav Pesach Kron. They used to have this thing called the tape recorder. I don't know if anyone knows what a tape recorder is. They used to have it, right? Before that, they had records. One day, in a couple of years, everything will come back. But a tape recorder, my little cassette player with the tapes. And I used to always listen to, even before there was Torah, anytime I used to listen to Rav Pesach Kron. And I decided one time, I'm going to write him a letter, right? There's something called mail. Everyone thinks that the mail is mail equals Amazon, and we love Amazon, right? Throw it down, my parents, throw it down Amazon, right? My kids, they love Amazon more than anything, but there's something called mail. You put mail in the mail, and you send it. So I sent Rav Pesach Kron a letter, and I said, "I just want to thank you so much." And I remember he called my house, I left him my number, and he called my house, and my mother played it over for me. "Hi, it's Pesach Kron. Oh, I'd love to have you for Shabbos." And I went in for Shabbos with one of my good friends. No, I'm a singer. He went for Shabbos. And I remember he said something amazing. Yehuda turns to Yaakov and says, "Eich ale el avi v'hanari inenu iti." How can I return to my father Yaakov and the nar, talking about Binyamin, is I can't return to him. That's what the pasuk means. But Pesach Kron says something different. Eich aleil avi. How am I going to go to my father? Ba'nar einenu iti. And the nar, all of Klal Yisrael, the young ones, are not with me? Hashem's going to be like, hey, there's so many people that don't know anything about Judaism. There's so many people that you could affect just by doing good acts. They see you with a kippah. They see that you're sneas, a religious person. Wow, look what you're doing. Look at your acts. That, the nar inenu, no, we, the nar could be with you. Small things make great people. You know, when I get emails, Jacob Becker, give him a shout out, Uncle Gedalia, right, giving me those emails that are so powerful for me, it's important. Everyone needs to feel that they're doing something, right? I always tell that story. But in at the end of the year, right, I teach in Mivaseret, in Yeshiva Mivaseret, they talk, all the boys talk for two or three minutes, and they talk about their year, and there was one boy. He says, I was about to leave. I didn't like Yeshiva. It wasn't for me. And one boy said to me, I was about to leave, and he sent me a text. He didn't even know who I was so much a little, and he heard I was going through a hard time. That text, how you doing? What's going on? And I said, hey, maybe someone really cares about me. And everything switched the next week. I had a good week of learning, and then I decided to get into it. I got a kesher with the Rebbe. And then I stayed, showed up back. One little text. He was about to book his ticket home. Little things make great people. But not only that, you could do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. You could bring people back. I think that's the Pshat in Aruch Chaim. Aruch Chaim is saying that we have a mitzvah, a Shavas Aveda. We could save people through our actions. You know, they tell a great story. There's a guy after Mev Eskim, he goes up to Shamayim. And Hashem says, wow, I just want to tell you, you wrote so many Sfarim. He's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Hashem. I don't know if he'll say it like that, because that probably won't be good after Mev Eskim. But he'll say, Hashem, what do you mean I wrote Sfarim? I didn't write Sfarim. It'll be like, I'll tell you you did. Be like, really? Yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you a little clip. It's like, okay, hopefully you're going to show me a good clip of what I did. So, yeah, Shem's like, yeah, don't worry. You always do good clips. There was one time no one was around, and you said, you know what? I'm going to go learn in the basement. There's no one was around. And you were sitting, you were learning, you were doing your thing, really growing. It was great. And all of a sudden, someone came into the Beis Medrash, and he saw you learning. You weren't doing it for your own honor. You were the only one there. No one saw. And that person's like, wow, that's amazing. And then this person started learning. And then he had a child that wrote Sfarim. And then he had a child. Oh, because of that one little act of learning. Amazing. You do Hashavas Aveda with every single person. Everyone should think of small acts that they could do, that they could change people, change worlds. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, hopefully we know what we're doing, but we don't know what the positive effect of what our actions are doing. And that's the godless. And I think this is the yisod. The yisod is that we have a yetzahara, but we have to utilize that yetzahara and turn it into yetzer tov. It's going to be, as Chovos HaVavot says, there's always going to be a pulling force trying to bring us down. However, we show that yetzahara that we could fight it. We greatness, we could do it. And we see that by Yifas Toar, by this woman. We show Yifas Toar, Yerech. Yerech represents the idea that we're coming to the end of the year. Closure of the year, but building ourselves for the future. That's what it's about. And this idea of Shulach HaKein, that we shoo the mother bird away. Why? Because it's, again, difficult mitzvah, but we bring racham into Hashem, the mercy. The bird goes up and says, my child, so too. We turn to Hashem and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give me ruchnias, give me holy things, and gashmias, and special things. You have the ability to do whatever you want. You dive into Hashem. And then we have this idea of mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. And obviously, in a practical level, you find something, you return it. But even on a deeper level, is that we all are doing mitzvah Shavas Aveda, affecting others. When I went to the coastal with my family, so I took my two little boys with me to the men's side, because the men go on the men's side, the women on the women's side. And my son turned to me, little Chaim, and he said, it's unbelievable, there's a wall. But what's beyond the wall? I'm like, the Beis Hamikdash is supposed to be there. He's like, let's go. I'm like, I know, we need to go to the Beis Hamikdash, but it's not built. He's like, let's go, let's get it built. I said, I know, we got to get it built. Let's get it built. He's like, how are we going to do that? I said we could do Hashavas Aveda. What do you mean? We could do Hashavas Aveda? Again, he didn't hear the Rechaim HaGadosh. He was just 5 years old. Hashavas Aveda? So I'm adding to the story, exaggerating a little. Yeah, we all could do Hashavas Aveda. So many people need to, all the lost people. And even if you're not totally lost, everyone needs chizek, everyone needs strength, a real compliment. Getting out of yourself, saying a nice word to someone, asking them their name. Telling you, you go to a store and say, thank you so much, what's your name? Wow. You tell them, say my name, amazing. But that's the idea. If we want to do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and we really want to bring the Beis HaMikdash, the Kaisel is a very holy place, and we all know, it's amazing. But guess what? There's a Beis HaMikdash supposed to be there. It's the holiest place. That's where the Shechina is. Blessed Hashem, Parshas Kiseitse, let's fight the Yetzirah, let's realize our godless, and let's bring Mashiach.